And my guest is Nikki Mumby. Nikki, hello, welcome back to Tone FM, because I think we met for the first time a few years ago.
We did, Darren. You very kindly let me come in and speak to you about my fitness league classes that I run in town for.
I was going to say, because
ladies.
You are a lady with so many hats, it's unbelievable. So tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, I do wear a number of hats. I'm not sure I manage to wear them all at the same time, and I do try and keep all the plates spinning, but they do fall occasionally. So I'm a mum of four boys. I trained to be a fitness league teacher in 2013.
And that's what you came in to talk about, wasn't it, last time you were here?
It was, yeah. I've got a couple of classes in town and I love dancing with my ladies. We're a couple of gangs of girls who have a great time. We dance, we sing, we laugh. So that's one of my hats. Another hat is my four boys. Another hat is the Operatic Society.
Fancy living in a house with four boys.
Yeah, and one husband.
And one husband.
Two male dogs.
Yeah,
they are lovely, really.
No wonder you need a break from the routine every now and again.
Exactly. So my escape on a Monday evening and a Wednesday evening is Taunton Amateur Operatic Society, but we don't like to push the amateur part terribly often because we're not amateurish. We've got some fabulous principals in our society.
No, I absolutely agree with that. I was in the AmDram, I think we used to call it, when I was a youngster. This was when I was living in Keswick, up in the Lake District, and I thought it was great fun. And again, the actors and actresses that were involved, even though it was amateur dramatics, were all very, very professional.
Yeah, we do work hard at it.
Apart from myself.
We do work hard at it. And Darren, if you ever want to come and join us at Taos, we're at the Calibo Hall, Monday evenings, Wednesday evenings. But we're about to put on our fast and furious musical called 9 to 5, which was written by Dolly Parton.
Now, this is the one that has and features that really famous song, which we will endeavour to play in just a moment.
I could sing it to you if you like. No, I won't.
No!
I won't subject you to that, because I'm not one of the principals. I'm quite happy to be in the ensemble. I love being in the ensemble, and we support the principals very well, I think. So we're down at the Brew House, week beginning the 24th of April through to the 29th of April, and we're back there after 7 years' break through various reasons, but we're back with a vengeance, and it's a fast, funny, furious show.
Tell us about the film. Is the play is actually all about?
The play is about women really claiming back the workplace.
I vaguely remember the film, actually.
Yes, it's about the girls in the office, or girls in inverted commas if they don't want to be called girls, the employees staking their claim on the office and getting won over on their lying, hypocritical, egotistical, sexist boss, who is very ably
I suppose
played.
In a way, when you think about it, it was probably one of the first examples of
girl power,
wasn't it?
Yeah, prior to the Spice Girls.
Which will explain why the song is so incredibly popular, particularly amongst girls.
Yes, it is. And in fact, in my classes, we've been doing a routine to 9 to 5, which us girls enjoy very much. Yeah.
Great.
Line dance.
I can feel a Facebook Live thing coming on here.
you never know.
And Terry.
You'd be most welcome to come and join in with our dancing.
How funny.
9 to 5 is something, the title song is something we're also going to perform in the Orchard Centre on Saturday the 15th of April at
11:30. Now, this is not exactly a flash mob as such, is it?
No,
because if it was, you wouldn't be telling me about it now.
Absolutely. We want people to come down. We want people to have a listen and support us. We're going to be there wearing our show T-shirt. Sadly, you can't see that this morning. I am wearing my show T-shirt.
It's very catchy.
The cast have these, and our leaflet distributors will be wearing them. And we'll be there 11:30 on the 15th of April. So if you want to have a listen to the songs, we're not actually going to be doing the dance routines. We'll save that for you for the theatre because there isn't the space, but I think pretty much the whole cast is available to be singing. So we've got our wonderful principals. Can I just let you know who the principals are?
Absolutely,
Darren?
Yeah.
So our lying, hypocritical, egotistical boss is played by David Duthie, who is nothing like that. He's the most lovely gentleman that you could meet.
Tone FM's Terry Beale will take that role on. It'll be like typecasting.
So that's David Duthie, who's a lecturer at our Space College in town. He's supported by Kate Gamblin, Alison Jenkinson, Sylvie Webber and Claire Brimble. So that is our core of our principals. Also, there's a lovely chap called Martin Stepney, who is a teacher at Wellington School. I believe now he's deputy head. He sings a beautiful duet with Alison Jenkinson. So there is a love element, and the characters Joe and Violet sing this beautiful duet together. So there's very fast, loud numbers, there's your romantic numbers, there's five big ensemble numbers with dance routines included. So it is going to be a good show.
And of course, it's at the wonderful Brewhouse. Yes. And how exciting is it to be playing at the Brewhouse again?
It's really exciting for Teos to be back. I've only lived in Taunton for 6 years, so I've actually never performed at the Brewhouse. So I will do my best as ensemble member and as publicity officer, but it'd be lovely to be in the Brewhouse. And I think the Brewhouse has got a really lovely vibe going on. I've been to quite a few things there
recently.
Oh, they've
done so much, and they've turned it around completely in the last 18 months.
Yeah.
And they're doing a really, really good tea.
So I'm hoping Taunton will not just only support Teos, but will come and support the Brewhouse because it is wonderful to be there. I saw La La Land, so they've got cinema in there. I saw Jenny Eclair there. Fabulous evenings.
Okay, so the essential bits you need to know. The show is on between the 24th and the 29th of April. It's at the Brewhouse. Performance is Monday to Saturday, 7:30 p.m. And there's a Saturday matinee at 2 p.m. as well.
That's right.
Excellent work, Nikki, and I would love for you to come back again some point.
Thank you.
And have fun on Easter Saturday when you're doing your kind of rehearsal. I suppose it's a bit of a live rehearsal, isn't it?
It's a live rehearsal
in the Orchard Centre.
And it's a preview, really. That's how
absolutely.
We're viewing it for people to come along.
Are you going to be in costume or just your T-shirts?
Just the T-shirts.
Okay, fair enough. So that'll be 11:30 at the Orchard Centre. Every excuse for you to pile into town to come and see that whilst you're doing a bit of shopping as well. My guest is Nikki Mumby from Teos, the Taunton Amateur Operatic Society. And if you want to listen again, you go to tonefm.co.uk.